This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. NCS 51 is the other side of that. Anyway, we've got two websites going on for New California. And, of course, New California is happening. It is happening. We're progressing. It's getting better. It's getting stronger. And nothing will stop us, not even the so-called coronavirus, COVID-19. COVID-19. Everybody says, Paul, what does that 19 mean? Well, there's 19 COVID viruses. They use these little abbreviations. I don't know if you've understood. You know, it's like jet aircraft. Same thing. You know, I mean, we're talking about fighter jets. You know, there's the F-4. There's the F-8 and 9. There's a whole series of them, actually. You know, the F-14, Tomcat, right? Get it? So, you know, COVID-13, COVID-11, COVID-9, COVID-1. You know, they're very dramatic, of course, these COVIDs. In the 19th one, shocking, a clearly Islamic number. Never thought of that one, did you? Well, you know, these are just some of the conspiracy theories that are out there. We want to just sort of bring your attention to them. Anyway, so is the COVID-19 a false flag? I think that's really what people really want. You know, and everybody says, oh, you got to take it serious. And, of course, the president's taking it real serious. He's doing all the things he's supposed to do. And he's doing a darn good job. Everybody's a little confused as to why all of a sudden he's doing a really good job. I mean, under the circumstances with the hand that he's dealt here, it's all worldwide. Everybody in the world is saying it. So how could you resist the worldwide temptation? Well, the numbers will ultimately prevail on this unless the numbers are rejiggered, you know, that sort of thing. So there's panic in Detroit. There's panic in San Francisco. There's panic in New York. There's panic, panic, panic. Everybody's panicked, except in my county. I mean, there's no viral wrongdoings going on here where I live. In fact, you better, if you're out in the rural areas, you might want to check your virility, if you know what I mean. You might want to check your status, and don't be so panicked and run down to get toilet paper. Don't do that. Don't get the toilet paper. That's really what you don't want to do, right? So this is a little bit of temptation for you. Move on. Press on. Go to the bar. Get a drink. Sit. Don't do this social distancing. I mean, how politically corrected are we supposed to be with this group of people, right? With this whole COVID thing. This is a totalitarian takeover. And it's happening right before our very eyes, and they're doing it in the guise of a dire virus that really shows pretty weak one actually. If they had latched onto a real virus, a real influenza virus, we would be tanked right now with a number such as 22,000 deaths in the United States from October to March 12th this year. That's what the flu has done. The COVID virus, just at 7,000 or something like that, worldwide. This is just the United States number. But worldwide, what would be the worldwide number? I don't know. For the influenza, I haven't checked that one out. I'm just stunned by the numbers for what's going on in America. America, that's what I'm stunned with. Yet no one says anything about that. Oh, it's a COVID virus, 19, COVID-19. Yeah, 19, 19, 19. Mm-hmm. So we've been through those numbers before. I want you to think about that. Now, San Francisco Bay Area County issue shelter in place. God, shelter in place, you people. If you're out running around, we arrest you. Listen, they don't have the people to enforce it, guys. Don't shelter in place. Move around normally. It's all a hoax, and that's a fact. The numbers just don't tell you anything else, but it's a hoax. Let's cover the numbers. Okay, we're going to go to John Hopkins and the coronavirus signal here. Here we go. There are the numbers, and we're spiking. That's what it's showing so far. We're going higher in the cases. 7,330 total deaths worldwide, with 3,011 in Hubei, China alone. Let's see. Italy has 2,158. Shocking. Washington, USA, 48 deaths. Huh? Yeah, I mean, the United States death toll is very minimal. You see, in the United States, since October... I'm reading you the... This is the number that we had yesterday. We went to the CDC, got the numbers. I'm just the messenger. I'm not the COVID virus. I'm just the messenger. Let's run down some numbers. This is coming from the COVID virus, the global cases by the Center for Systems Science and Engineering at Johns Hopkins University. Okay? And this is, you see these, we've been using this chart, now all of a sudden Fox News is, hey, they got the chart too. Was cracking up. Somebody was looking at our chart yesterday, and they called me and they said, you know, Fox News has got your chart. I said, well, it's not my chart. It's John Hopkins. And so I turned it over to, and there was, what's his name? Bill Hemmer, who's taken over Shep's place, you know, in the afternoon. Anyway, he's on this big chart, and he's showing the death rate and the spiking rate and all this stuff. You know, for the COVID virus in the United States. Of course, then it shows the COVID mainland China one, other locations it shows in yellow, and of course his total receipt was in green, showing that the spike is going higher. It's going higher. It's going higher than mainland China. Of course it is. It's hitting worldwide. But this virus is not behaving any differently than any other virus. Viruses spread around the world, believe it or not. And, of course, with air traffic, they go quicker. They go by jet now. Viruses go by jet now. They really do. It's shocking. Those viruses are so smart, they don't need wings. They just hunker down. Okay, so I'm going to go by some of the numbers here and see what we have. And this will sort of break it out for you so we get the real numbers here. Deaths in China, Hubei, China, 3,111. This is of the total of 7,330. In Italy, it's 2,158. So Donald Trump did it right. He shut down China and he shut down traffic again. I'm reiterating what we talked about yesterday, but you know we got to have a little bit of reinforcement for all this stuff. A little bit. We've got to have a little bit of reinforcement here. So, United Kingdom, 55 deaths. South Korea, 81 deaths. 148 deaths in France. 499 deaths in Spain. De España. Washington, U.S., 48 deaths. In the Netherlands, 24 deaths. In Henan, China, 22 deaths. Is there something wrong with us? I mean, you know what I'm saying? In Germany, 20 deaths. Switzerland, 21 deaths. Also, Heilongjiang, China, 13 deaths. The Philippines, 12 deaths. Belgium, 10 deaths. This, guys, in New York, 10 deaths. Beijing, 8 deaths. Uh-oh. Guangdong, China, 8 deaths. Shandong, China, 7 deaths. Here we go.
To the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. State of the future, New California. Okay, we're taking a little survey here. Survey says COVID-19. Right. Little Islamic thing going on there. Anyway, we've got all these shutdowns. Shutdowns, I tell you. Shelter in place. It's panic time. These viruses are going to come and get you, and we've got to experience the worst of it yet. So scared. Listen, guys, we have nothing to fear but fear itself here. And who should we fear? The bureaucracies that are foisting this upon us. The bureaucracies are at work. The one thing that, of course, the totalitarians have is the bureaucracy, the swamp. The swamp creatures are all around you now. All these COVID-19 viruses lurking everywhere, on elbows, on knees, on the bottom of your shoes, on the handrails of the stairs that you go up. They're everywhere. And then when you breathe in, COVID viruses that you're breathing in all over, and you're going to die in 1 hour if you don't shelter in place. I mean, listen, this. I live in a county where there's no shelter in place warnings or anything like this. Like all counties, right? Listen, we haven't had any fatalities. No. In fact, our county doesn't even have a confirmed case of it. Hello? I know for a fact I had it in January. It's exact same symptomologies. For 3 weeks, I was down and I was out. And I did stay home because I was sicker than a dog. And I knew better. I know I'm a biologist. I get what goes on with viruses and the spread of them. So I canceled my speaking engagements. I did all the things I was supposed to do because I'm a biologist. I get it. But, you know, I wasn't about to go anywhere because I was sicker than a dog. So guess what? When your dog's sick from coronavirus, that's probably a good time to shelter in place. But if you're happy and healthy, but Paul, it incubates in a strange way. Not really. Let's go by the numbers again. I left in midstream, mid-number. But I want to go down this whole thing. 7,330 deaths worldwide since the COVID virus. By the way, we're finding out now and talking to various resources yesterday that this COVID virus has been hanging out in China. Are you ready for this? Since September. They've known about this stuff. Really started hitting hot and heavy in October. Now. And you know what? The fatality rate is not big here. It's not. This is not a deadly disease like they say. It can kill you. If you're elderly, if you're sick, if you've got immune problems, yes, every one of these viruses can do that. But again, the numbers don't match up here, guys. Take a look at what goes on with influenza. Already stacked up 22,000. And of course, they're going to change the numbers. You watch this. CDC and everybody else, they're the bureaucracies. They're going to hear this radio show. Hey, that Preston guy, he's on it. He's on to us. That's what they're saying right now. We got to change those numbers around so it reflects a more dire situation. So the big red dots all around the globe as you see them here, those big red dots will get bigger. They'll get more intense as more people die. as more cases are exposed. And the recovery rate, fairly good recovery rate, folks. I'm a product of the recovery rate. Fairly good recovery rate with everything that's, as you take a look at this. But I'm going to go by the deaths again. I think we left off with, here's the death rates. Let's go again. I'll just go down them very quickly so you get some proportionality here. Death rates, Hubei, China, 3,111. In Italy, 2,158. Iran, 853. Spain, 499. France, en France, 148. Korea, 81 deaths. In the United Kingdom, 55. Washington, United States. See, they don't do an aggregate number for the United States. It's Washington State. Get it? We don't want to have a border for the United States. Get it? Japan, 28. Netherlands, 24. Henan, China, 22. Switzerland, 21. Germany, 20. Heilongjiang, China, 13. Philippines, 12. Belgium, 10. Amazing. Iraq, 10. New York, 10. Listen, there's a population density issue in New York, isn't there? And there's 10, right? Beijing, there's no population issues in Beijing now. It's not crowded. They have 8. Guangdong, China, they have 8. Shandong, China, 7. Diamond Princess cruise ship, 7. What do you think about that one? San Marino, 7. California, 7. 40 million people, 7. You know, would you had probably 10 to 10,000 people, at least 8,000 since October, I would estimate. In Anhui, China, 6. 6 in more parts of China. Indonesia, 5. Indonesia, it's a pretty populated area, 5. Poland, 5. Florida, 5. Algeria, 4. I mean, let's go on. I mean, it's ludicrous. Now let's look at the recovery rates. Hubei, China, 56,000 recovered. Iran, 5,000 recovered. Italy, almost 3,000 recovered. South Korea, 1,500 recovered. Guangdong, China, which had, a lot. Not that many. They have 1,300 recovered. Henan, China, 1,200 recovered. Jingcheng, China, 1,200 recovered. Spain, 1,000. I mean, we can go on and on and on. That's the way it is. Now, these are the confirmed cases. Total confirmed cases worldwide. These numbers are silly. There's 185,067 confirmed cases. That's such a big number. Well, let's see. There's 7 billion people in the world. Okay. I'm done talking about the farce. But, County of Santa Cruz. Here you go. Instructions. Order of the health officer of the County of Santa Cruz directing individuals living in the county to shelter at their place of residence, except that they may leave to provide or receive certain essential services or engage in certain essential activities and work for essential businesses and governmental services, exempting individuals and blah, blah, blah. Get about and move around freely. This is a totalitarian takeover. Plain and simple. And they're using a farcical virus to foist it upon you. That's as direct as I can get. They have to have something to stop the Trump train. It doesn't need to stop your freedom train and curtail your freedoms and liberties and independence as Americans. We'll be back. protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Just to kind of give you a little bit of a heads up what's going on. The markets are opening much higher, of course. They're up several hundred right now. The futures were up about 1,000, I think they were, before the before showtime. And I just checked with the Bidnet one, and they said that the shows it up 231 right now. Up all across the board, and I think that's pretty obvious what's going to happen here. I'm going to chime in to, I believe, what do we got going on here? Let's see if we get this. We're going to go to Fox Business and pick that one up. I think it's down here somewhere. Wherever Fox Business is, MSNBC. We got a whole list of the channels that we use from here. And so Fox Business, wherever Fox Business is, it's supposed to be right here, but they keep changing things on me. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Not good. Not good. She's changing on Paul here. So Fox Business, we're not going to get Fox Business, I guess, huh? They took that one off the thing here for us. So what we're going to do is go back to Fox and see if they've got Smith Varney on and see what they've got going on with him. And anyway, so this is the nature of the beast. The market is up. They're happy again. Happy as clowns. Here we go. Maria Bartiromo.
To a deeper recession, to no recession at all. Nancy Lazar from Cornerstone Macro has a report out this morning that says third quarter GDP, the GDP will decline in the second quarter. We know that. Eurozone is down 3%. Japan down 1%. Japan is already in a recession, she says, and the Eurozone is at risk of a recession. She does not believe the U.S. will enter a recession. She thinks we will just skirt it, but obviously there is downside risk in all cases. I'll tell you this, Sandra, some companies will not be able to make it. Let's just be honest with each other. The restaurant business, there will be, I've spoken with many restaurant owners and restaurateurs, they think that a third of those restaurants, certainly in the New York area, will not make it. So this is one of those moments in time where this will test companies, test cash flow, and we'll see. I think when you look at the energy index, the oil companies, ExxonMobil is not going away. Give me a break. They have a huge dividend. The stock is down huge. These stocks are down 30% in a week, by the way. There are real opportunities in the energy patch. There are real opportunities throughout this market. But people need a little more clarity and confidence to go stick their toe in the water.
The president making very clear when he was speaking yesterday that he's not talking about a recession. He's talking about painful economic times and focusing on keeping people healthy and spreading, mitigating the spread of this disease. But he said, let me be clear, when things come back, they'll come back in a big way. Here's the president.
Well, it may be. We're not thinking in terms of recession. We're thinking in terms of the virus. Once we stop, I think there's a tremendous pent-up demand, both in terms of the stock market and in terms of the economy. And once this goes away, once it goes through and we're done with it, I think you're going to see a tremendous surge.
But as you know, Maria, with markets and investing, timing is everything. And it's anybody's guess when that moment would eventually come.
Yeah, you're right. We are looking at significant headwinds. We will see a decline. But, you know, it's times like this when people who feel like, you know, you're not going to die tomorrow, that's when they jump in. For example, when you look at interest rates right now, when you look at the yield on the 10-year, the reason that we look at the 10-year yield, which is at 0.7% right now, yeah, the reason we look, because it's tied to mortgages. So you would be nuts not to refinance right now. If you are actually thinking about getting a mortgage and buying a new house, you would be nuts not to do it right now. That is the ways people come back into this market. And we'll see if the cut, 150 basis point cut from the Federal Reserve in 2 weeks, we'll see if that emergency cut over the weekend by one full point actually is enough to lure people in to take out those mortgages, refinance their homes, to create a spark of economic activity. We need a spark. Sometimes that spark turns into a nice fire. That's what we need right now with the lack of clarity. It's hard to see that spark coming, but certainly these rates, you got to believe there are people who are going to take advantage of that.
Yeah, and the Dow up 320 points to start off the morning. It is a remarkable time for our markets and for our country. Maria, thank you for joining us through all of it. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Sandra. New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, all banding together to enforce strict new coronavirus measures.
Here we go.
All three states closing down gyms, theaters, other public venues last night. Our correspondent Alex Hogan is live from Times Square right here in the heart of New York City. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Ed. We're actually by St. Patrick's Cathedral. It is St. Patrick's Day, and usually on this day, about 150,000 people march down this road. It's a tradition that's been in place for 250 years. So it's very eerie being here alone, as most people are told to stay home as together we all begin to navigate this new norm. The first St. Patrick's Day celebration took place here in 1762. St. Patrick's Day parades around the Northeast and country are canceled too. Some of these celebrations bringing millions of people together. The president now calling for gatherings of no more than 10 people in the same place. Many states only allowing food, delivery, and takeout at restaurants, cafes, and bars to keep people separated as much as possible. More than 370,000 people work in New York City's restaurants and bars, many agreeing with this decision, but they're uncertain as to how they'll stay afloat.
I've been here for over 50 of those 66 years that we've been open, and I've seen a lot of things happen, 9/11, Hurricane Sandy, two blackouts, water main breaks.
Right now, we don't gonna get paycheck. We're just gonna be like, I don't know. Homeless now.
It's just your fault. So I understand the urgency of everything, and we're in uncharted territory here.
Monday night, New Yorkers' unemployment website crashing because of the overwhelming number of applications. In Ohio, today's preliminary or primary election is postponed. Weddings, life celebrations, graduations.
All for a stunt by the globalists. You know, you don't want to give up your liberties. And I think that we're all going down uncharted waters in places we shouldn't be going, quite frankly. But, you know, I'm not in charge today. Tomorrow, maybe. Anyway, so keep washing your hands. That's probably the best thing that we can say. And like I said, until there's some sort of blanket spread across this nation, this is a false flag, period. End of subject. We're going to have Dave Hodges on at the top of the hour, just to let you know. For those of you that listen to Dave Hodges, we're going to be talking about some interesting things about Air Force One. Yeah, the disappearance of the flight crew. Where are they going? We'll talk about that. It's kind of an interesting story, very interesting story about the Obama Air Force One crew. Where are they today? I'm sure you're biting on that one, all you people out there. I'm pretty positive that you're biting on that one, actually. So anyway, this whole coronavirus, Donald Trump now is coming out with this is the headline on Fox News. I'm not going to talk about the coronavirus anymore after this block, by the way. White House preps coronavirus stimulus package to reportedly pump $850 billion into ailing economy. Stocks battle to recoup losses. Dr. Ronny Jackson says Trump prevented American coronavirus pandemic on level of Italy and Iran. That's true. He did. He shut it down. It will come back faster. You watch. We're not going to be hanging around doing this stuff in June or May. No. By the end of April, it'll all be over. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, NCS51. A lot of work to do, and we're doing it for you with New California. And that is not just nationally, but that is, of course, in the state of New California. So we get these orders, yeah. Breaking. We got some breaking news that we broke yesterday. Thought we might want to give you a little bit of a teaser about this one. Story that we published. It says, breaking, California seeks loan from China. China. The Chinese virus. Right? No, it's not about that. Listen to this. Washington, D.C. Sources in Washington, D.C. speaking under condition of anonymity have revealed to AENN that California Governor Gavin Newsom has entered into discussions with the Industrial and Commercial Bank of China, ICBC, to loan the state of California $1 trillion by way of a collateralized loan. Collateralized loan to the state. Newsom is being pressed by the federal government in the proposed new state of California movement to spend money from the state's rainy day fund to provide money and resources to stop the spread of the coronavirus. See, we're on top of it. Newsom bragged just last month on The View that California has an operating surplus known as a rainy day fund of $21 billion. Critics of California's governor have long claimed the rainy day fund is nothing more than an accounting gimmick and that the state does not have any money for the most basic of emergency services. In the video that we're going to play right now, in the video below, Newsom can be heard making the operating surplus claim at 1 minute and 30 seconds. Now we're going to clean this up here for you. This is Gavin Newsom on The View. Here we go.
For 15 days to stop the spread.
Oh, well, we got to stop this whole thing here. Hang on a second. We're going to get to The View. I know we're going to get to The View. Here we go to The View. The View. This is Gavin Newsom on The View. Here we go.
Thank you for having me.
So nice to have you here again. You've been here before.
Yes, and I'm a California girl born and raised, Inglewood, California born, so I'm really flattered and happy and, you know, excited, not flattered. Flattered. So I'm excited you're here.
So you've had a rather contentious relationship with Trump from the get-go.
Yes.
There have been a number of public feuds between the two of you, and at the State of the Union last week, Trump ramped up his attacks on your state yet again. Watch. Yeah.
In California and other states, their systems are totally out of control, costing taxpayers vast and unaffordable amounts of money. The state of California passed an outrageous law declaring their whole state to be a sanctuary for criminal, illegal immigrants, a very terrible sanctuary with catastrophic results.
Nancy's face, says it all.
And he can't even say it. And Nancy's face says it all. But look, I...
look at
Nancy's face.
Governor,
she says it for all of us.
I want to ask you something. Does he hate California because he knows that you're there and Nancy's there and Schiff, all his enemies are there?
But moreover, because he lost by 4+ million votes in the last election. We are the most un-Trump state in America. We're also the most diverse state in America. 27% of our state foreign born, and more important than anything else, we're also prospering together across every conceivable difference. $21.5 billion operating surplus.
Homeless, the most populated state in the union for welfare and homelessness in the nation. Oh, he doesn't say that. He doesn't say that. But we got a $21 billion surplus, right? Wrong. If we had a $21 billion surplus, wouldn't you spend it to help the homeless? Wouldn't you fashion something to help the homeless? Where was that $21 billion surplus when we had the fire, the massive fire in Paradise? There was no help coming from... That's the problem with Newsom and with the rest of a lot of these governors. They don't have the fund. Like, talk about New York. Talk about Illinois. If there's major disasters in those states, do they have the necessary funds at the state level to react? You see, it is the responsibility of the governors of all the states to react to emergencies first, then to request emergency help from the federal government. Now, what they're doing is because they don't have money. They say, oh, we got this $21 billion on the view. Oh, yeah, we're on the view, and I got to be a pretty boy. I got to say pretty things about my state, even though I'm lying through my teeth. And what we have here is not a failure to communicate. What we have here is the success to communicate a bald-faced lie. That's what we have. With dire consequences, with real people dying. That's what we have here. The arrogance of it all is pretty shocking, but guess what? That's all they have is arrogance. There's no there behind this. In other words, there's no $21 billion. They don't have the money to react to it. Neither does New York. Neither does Illinois. Neither do all the other liberal states in the nation. That's why they're being sycophants to Trump and sucking up. They don't have the money, and they're saying, oh, I'll just acquiesce, and you can take over, Donald Trump. You can take all power and centralize it to the presidency. Because we don't have the money, and you got the money. You got the authorities. Let's go ahead and rock it right now. We don't have the $21 billion. But we got a good lie, don't we? We can panic. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, what are the resources they want for the collateral in California, the Chinese, and their $1 trillion loan? California lumber, fisheries, minerals, and mines, and water and agricultural assets. Yeah, they want to buy the state for $1 trillion. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
866-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And of course, there's other things going on with China. China and wine. Did you know that? Great Wall wine. Have you ever heard of that? I haven't. But it's interesting. China has friends in very high places in California. And one of the things that's been bothering me is I drive up and down. You know, I'm all over California now because of this new California. I'm everywhere. I'm absolutely everywhere. And, you know, one of the things that I go over to many counties, I mean, the big industry in California is winemaking. Big one. And I've noticed that it seems like all the wineries are tearing up all their vineyards. You know, years of, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 years worth of vineyards in thousands of acres being torn up. And you're kind of like, wow, what's going on here? Is it lack of water? They're fallowing the vineyards, literally. And so, but it really, what it comes down to, and this is a big story that no one's talking about, maybe the wineries in California might want to look at New California, of course. But we're finding out that the Chinese are doing that. Yeah, they want to destroy the California wine market so they can have it for themselves. Because the worldwide market in California is huge. But the Chinese, no, they want to destroy it. They're buying up all that property. They're paying people off to foul their land. Yeah, just the way the Chinese operate. You can't have it. We are stealing it from you. Sure, we teach them all about the vineyards and how to do this and do that. They're growing their own grapes. They're doing their own wines. And guess what? They're trying to take the California worldwide market. But, you know, if we get a $1 trillion loan, right, who's going to pay that back? See, that's the big thing, huh? Well, it's going to be California who pays it back, not New California. That will be a fact. But, you know, I don't think it's going to happen, quite frankly. I think that some persuasion is going to be used against California. That's just me. You know, the idea of selling your state. Think about that. Gavin Newsom on The View talking about his $21 billion reserve. Well, you know, $1 trillion is a lot more. We just get a loan from China, and they can own California. How like that for a hostile takeover? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We got Dave Hodges coming up with us next. And we're going to be talking about Air Force One and the mystery about all the deaths of the crewmen of Air Force One under the Obama administration. Is there a Hunter Biden connection? Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
Send it out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.